Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on the second guest show, Mike D'Antilia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Bobby J and I will be here until 8 o'clock tonight. This Thursday at 8 p.m., the Silver Slipper is turning up the excitement with 27 slippers of cash. One lucky winner will walk away with either $65,000 in cash or $500 in free play slot. Don't miss your chance to win big only at the Silver Slipper Casino Hotel right here on the beach in Hancock County, Mississippi. The Silver Slipper Casino, your host on the coast. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, and let's go to Hollywood and Thibodeau. Hollywood, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Mike. How y'all doing?
All right, Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood Swinger.
Hey, Bobby, I want to win now. We haven't been to the playoffs in quite a few years. I said we go get a veteran quarterback.
Hey, but Hollywood, listen, but the statement I made, what if we get a veteran quarterback and we go like 7-10 or maybe 8-9 and we pick it in the middle of the draft? And that's still a losing record. Now, you get excited because, boy, that was a good game. You remember that game? But you're still not winning anything. You know, that's the worst place to be. You're not good enough. You're not bad enough.
You're stuck in football purgatory.
No, and who gets excited about a 500 team? You know, you rather now. Okay, how would you answer that, Hollywood? If you get a veteran quarterback and he does make us a little bit better, and, you know, but what I'm saying, it's not like all of a sudden they have a veteran on the street right now that we're going to bring in, and we won 5 games last year, we're going to win 10.
And who's going to double our win?
He don't exist.
It's not there.
Even a quarterback you might want to get, look what you'd have to give up to get him.
And who would do that?
Yeah.
Who would do that?
Well, and I think they're just going to live with it. I think Atlanta, if someone ever happened to Penix, they don't want to give up Kirk Cousins. They're just going to eat that money, whatever.
And I think eventually they'll trade Kirk Cousins.
You think this year?
Bob, I think some, you know, it's sort of morbid, but somebody could potentially get hurt.
Yes, without a doubt.
Then you sitting with an experienced quarterback and you get something back in return for all the money you paid for Kirk.
Well, I would want to know who that nation, if there's a quarterback out there that could, you know, work miracles like Drew Brees. Because you remember when I'm just saying that because they bring this up to him. They go, Bobby, remember Katrina, we were 3-13. Then we were 10-6. But then we had Sean Payton and Drew Brees. The stars were kind of aligned then. And, you know, it's amazing. We went to the NFC Championship game. But we, to show you how the seeding was so favorable that year. Usually if you're 10-6, you're not a number two seed. We were a number two seed then. You know, usually you got to win at 12 or at least 11, not 10 to be a second seed in the NFC. But that's why when I look at, so fans, oh, Bobby, I'm not giving up on this year. No, you don't have to give up. We love football. We want to watch it. But I was always telling you, better be patient.
Hey, Bobby, after the first game against the Cardinals, we would tell what kind of quarterback we got with either Shuck or Rattler.
I don't think they're both going to play. The only way they'd both play if somebody would get hurt.
Yeah.
If Shuck starts, they're not taking him out. It's not like pitching. You know, you see a Major League Baseball game, and they have the starter, they got the middle reliever, they have the closer. You don't do that in football. Now, the only one.
And we ain't got Paul Skeens.
Yeah, either. The only thing, like last year, they didn't give Haener a whole game, but that was Haener.
Yeah.
I mean, they took him out at halftime. No, I think if Rattler starts, Even if he would struggle, he's going to play the whole game because they're not worried about always looking over their shoulder. And the same thing with Shuck. Whether it's Rattler or Shuck, if they're healthy, even though they might not be playing well, I don't think they're taking him out of the game. Like, I think they truly would give him, very similar to Rattle last year, like a month or something. I don't know, 4, 5, 6 games to see what happens.
My thing is, too, I think we see the improvement front seven-wise defensively. That you can maybe keep these games close. My thing is, do you have enough firepower to win those close games?
I think we're going to lose games. We held them to 17 points and we lost. What? You should never lose. I could see it's like losing games like 17, 13.
24, 20.
No, I don't even think that high. I mean, I hope we could score. I look at it, I'm going to be confident on defense. I think if we score in the 20s, we can win. Hey, Mike, if you tell me right now we score in 24 points or 23 or 24 a game, no, the Saints might.
I don't think they're going to average 24 points.
No. I'm just saying if that would happen, I'd be really encouraged. Because I think our defense will be better, a lot better.
That, and two, you got the right kicker.
The one thing that I've been, I went from 6 to 7 wins around the draft, and then Vegas had us with over and under at
nice 5.5.
And then it went to 4.5. Yeah. So when I look at that, is you know what I've been discouraged and why I went down? I said only 5 wins now, and I was thinking, we can win 6 or 7 because the damn offensive line ain't doing nothing. The offensive line they got to be great. They have not been blocking well. I don't care if look, Alvin Kamara still needs a hold. They got to block for the quarterback.
The two guards now, man, you got all these.
And we got injuries.
Yeah, you got all these coaches, and man, they look the same.
Yeah, but we have so many offensive line coaches there. Everyone, it's like, can we get them playing together to 5? I mean, I don't.
You got the tackles right, you got the center right. But your two guards, man, Bob, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a big question mark. Thanks for the call, Hollywood. We appreciate it.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.